Today we're making a Pirate Radio style transition in Ableton Live 12 with that chopped vinyl character that screams old school jungle and DNB energy. This is one of those super useful arrangement tricks because drum and bass is all about contrast. You want moments where the track narrows down, gets a little murky and tense, and then the drop comes back harder. A Pirate Radio transition does exactly that. It feels like a late night broadcast, a tape moment, or a DJ edit between records, and it works especially well in jungle, rollers, and darker warehouse-style DNB. For this lesson, keep it simple. You do not need fancy sound design skills. If you can drag in an audio clip, chop it up, and a few stock effects, and automate a couple of controls, you're good to go. First, choose the spot in your arrangement. A really good beginner move is to work in a 2-bar or 4-bar section right before a drop. So think bar 31 to 32 leading into 33, or bar 63 to 64 leading into 65. DNB arrangements are usually phrase-based, so when the transition lands on a clean 8-bar or 16-bar boundary, it feels intentional and musical instead of random. Now get your source sound. This can be a short spoken phrase, an MC-style vocal, a tiny vocal chop, or even just a single word with a strong attitude. If you do not have a real Pirate Radio recording, that is totally fine. Use any vocal from your pack and treat it like radio texture. Keep it short, around 1 to 4 seconds. For this style, clear consonants and punchy transients help a lot because they make the chopping feel more rhythmic. Next, put that sample on an audio track and shape it with stock devices. A simple starter chain is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and utility. Use EQ8 to high pass the sample around 120 to 180 Hz so the low end stays out of the way. Then use auto filter to low pass it around 8 to 12 kHz, which helps give that radio or tape-like tone. Add a little saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, just to rough it up. And if the chain gets a little too hot, use utility to pull the level down by a few dB. The big idea here is to keep this layer mid-focused. In DNB, your kick and sub need room. The transition should add texture and tension, not fight the low end. Now let's make it feel chopped and rhythmic. Duplicate the clip, cut it into short pieces, and move those slices around so they create a syncopated pattern. You can leave little gaps too, because silence is part of the groove. A simple pattern might be one short slice on beat 1, another on the offbeat, a little stutter near beat 4, then a final chop tail before the drop. If you want, you can also use simpler in slice mode later, but for a beginner, plain arrangement chopping is completely enough. The goal is to make it feel like a pirate broadcast, not like a normal vocal phrase. Try to have the vocal answer the drums. If your break is busy, keep the vocal sparse. If the drums thin out, let the vocal become the main rhythmic hook. Now add the chopped vinyl character. Create another audio track with a vinyl noise sample or a subtle noise layer. Process that with vinyl distortion, maybe a tiny bit of redux, and another auto filter. Keep the crackle subtle. You want atmosphere, not a broken record effect that takes over the mix. Band limit the noise so it sits nicely in the mid-range. A band pass around 300 Hz to 6 kHz, or a low pass around 8 to 10 kHz, is a solid starting point. This texture should be felt more than heard. If you mute it and the transition suddenly feels less alive, you've guys in the right place. If you can clearly hear the noise on its own, it's probably too loud. Now for the fun part. Automation. This is where the transition starts breathing. Automate the auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, and utility gain over the 2 or 4 bars. You can also automate pitch if you want, or a short reverb tail for a haunted finish. A simple automation shape works really well. Start muffled, gradually open the filter, give a little boost in the middle with saturation or level, then pull it back down right before the drop. One nice move is sweeping the filter from around 300 Hz up to 4 or 6 kHz across 2 bars. Another good move is pushing saturator from around 2 dB to 5 dB during the peak, then backing it off again. That movement creates tension in a really DNB-friendly way, because the phrases are moving so fast that even small changes feel powerful. Next, give the audio a little pitch wobble or stop-start movement. Pirate Radio transitions often sound better when the last slice bends downward or gets chopped off suddenly. You can duplicate the last chopped word, pitch it down a bit, shorten it, and fade it out fast. Try something like minus 2 to minus 5 semitones for a darker pull. If you want a slightly cheeky rewind vibe, a tiny upward pitch move can work too. The key is not to overdo it. The effect should feel like the station is wobbling or the tape is being yanked, not like a novelty gimmick. A sharp cut on the last slice can be really effective too, especially if a noise tail or reverb finishes the phrase for you. Now support the transition with the drums. This is arrangement, so the radio moment should interact with the groove. You might thin out the break underneath it, mute the kick for the last beat, add a short snare fill, or use a reverse cymbal or filtered noise hit to lead into the next section. In old school jungle, ghost notes and chopped breaks can make this feel really authentic. In darker rollers, a simpler approach often works better. Strip the drums back, let the vocal and texture lead, then slam the kick and sub back in. A really good trick is to create a tiny pocket of silence before the drop. Even a small gap can make the next hit feel much bigger. DNB loves that. The ear hears the absence, and then the impact lands harder. Before the drop comes in, make sure the handoff is clean. The vocal chop should end clearly, the filter should open just enough to tease the next section, and the texture should duck or cut away right before the impact. You can even automate the transition layer down by 3 to 8 dB on the final half beat so the incoming kick and snare feel bigger by comparison. Now do a quick mix check. Ask yourself, is the transition louder than it should be? Is there any low-end clutter? Is the vocal fighting the snare or lead? Does this sound like DNB, or just a random sound effect? If the vinyl noise gets scratchy, use EQA to gently reduce harshness around 3 to 6 kHz. If the whole thing feels too wide or too messy, use utility to narrow it a bit or bring it down in level. And that's the core idea. A strong pirate radio transition is short, phrase-aware, chopped, gritty, mid-focused, and placed to support the drop rather than compete with it. It's all about contrast. The transition creates the tension, and the drop gets to do the heavy lifting. A couple of common beginner mistakes to watch for: too much bass in the transition, vinyl noise that is way too loud, or over-automating every parameter at once. You usually only need two or three moves, like filter, level, and one pitch change. Also, make sure the transition sits on a proper bar boundary. Timing matters more than complexity in DNB arrangement. If you want to push this style further, try making one version that feels more jungle and raw, one that feels darker and cleaner, and one experimental version with a reversed slice or an unexpected silence. You'll learn a lot just by comparing how each one changes the energy of the drop. For a quick practice challenge, build a 2-bar pirate radio transition in a new Live 12 set. Import one vocal sample, add EQ8, auto filter, and saturator. Chop it into at least 4 slices. Layer in some vinyl noise. Automate the filter from muffled to open, and finish with one pitch dip or a hard stop. Then listen to it in the full arrangement and see how much more impact the drop gets. That's the move. Keep it tight, keep it rhythmic, and let the transition feel like a broadcast moment between records. In DNB, that kind of contrast is pure energy.